The first half, you talked about how much of the ball you had. You worked their goalkeeper a lot. Is it one of those things, the longer it stays 0-0, is there a little bit of concern in your mind?
Yeah, of course. And as I say, the first time they got a cross in, the whole game, the fella got across one of our defenders and headed it in, and you know, that's it. And then you're chasing the game then, and they can sit back. And again, they did it the second time. It was on the break while we're trying to go and score. But as I say, that's their prerogative, to play the way they were. As I say, we're the second, third highest scorers in the league, and we always back ourselves to score. It wasn't to be a day, really, until near the end.
And you expect a team down at the bottom of the table to come and fight for absolutely everything, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, if we fought for everything, but it was a bit bubbly, the pitch, wasn't easy. And another day, two or three of them go in, don't they? And then we're two or three up, and that's the end of the game. But you know, they hit you on the break like that. It's a bit disappointing, but you just got to keep your heads up.
What do you say to the players after a game like that? You're very positive, sort of coming out here and looking at how good the season's been. Is that the same with them, that you sort of lift them and
yeah,
remind them how well they've done?
They've done brilliant, really, the players, bearing in mind the way it started. When we started with, the ground wasn't finished. You know, we lost some of our very best players, and it took a while to get us going. And it's just at the end here, at the moment, we're not in playoff position, but to finish in top eight for a club like us at this moment in time is quite an achievement for the players, the club, directors, and obviously supporters who have backed the players really great this season, and they have done ever since I've been here.
Shouldn't be underestimated that you've almost matched what you did last season without the likes of Payne, Devidic, etc. You've had to sort of rebuild without those guys.
Well, Raggett as well, who, you know, is a star player at Lincoln, isn't he? Scored the goal against Burnley in the FA Cup. They're big three to lose. You don't replace them. Every year we have to replace players because people come and get our best players. But, you know, you accept that. And as I say, the ones that are here give 100%, and that's all you can ask.
Do you think it'd be the same this summer because you've done well again?
Well, I would imagine there's a good opportunity that Miller would be snapped up by someone. And I don't know, as I say, we don't know really what we're going to be doing next year, because at this moment actually in time, we don't know what league we'll be in.
I guess it's hard for you to prepare in that sense then, because if you were mid-table and you knew you were going to be playing this league again, you could put things in place. But
exactly. If you're mid-table or you're near the bottom, you can be talking to players saying, oh, we're playing in this league next year, but we could, you know, we win our two games and they don't win they lose their game. We've done it. So strange that, isn't it?
And you mentioned that penalty against Hazenhead in whatever it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Got you in at the last second.
So, you know, stranger things happen. You know, yes, everybody's disappointed, but what do you do? Sulk and feel sorry for yourself? If you sulk and feel sorry for yourself, no one feels sorry for you, so you just get on with it. But amazing, really, how well to be up there all the time for 3 years is amazing, but now the ground's all ready and ready to go. And
presumably harder because people probably identify you as a good side now. You catch people by surprise maybe the first year.
Second year, though, we were in the playoff, didn't we? Which, you know, you always say second year's the hardest year. But as I say, for 3 years, a club like ours, when you watch the Wrexhams, the Eastleigh, you just paying double to players that we could afford. And starting the season losing those three with the ground not ready, it wasn't ideal, but again, like everybody at this club, you just work a bit harder. If we come up short, it's not for the want of trying. And then next year, with everything in place, there's a possibility of pushing on. And I would really think that there's a great chance of pushing on and doing even better than we've done the last 2 years.